From communication to creativity, from thyroid functions to laryngitis. According to crystal therapist Cherry Smith, all of these are linked to the throat chakra. And problems in these areas could mean a blockage in the throat energy centre.
The energy flows through that area into the thyroid gland. So it's all to do with thyroid function on a physical level. So we are talking about basic metabolism. Anybody that has an overactive or underactive thyroid knows how important the thyroid is. If you have an underactive thyroid, for example, you can be very depressed. You can have a lot of weight problems. Your metabolism doesn't work well. You're always tired. So it's quite a big regulator of the body. You might be experiencing a lot of laryngitis, tonsillitis. If it's parathyroid, you might have problems with your calcium balance within the body. So things like night cramps, things of that nature.
And on an emotional level, what's happening there?
On an emotional level, it's usually people who are not speaking up. So they are keeping quiet about the issues that mean a lot to them and feeling frustrated in that area. And a lack of creativity generally throughout all their lives. And interestingly enough, often you find people like teachers and public speakers will often wear jewellery that's related to the throat chakra when they go out speaking on a very unconscious level, which I find quite funny, really.
And what might that be?
A turquoise. Lapis or just clear quartz often people will wear, but turquoise seems to be the favourite one.
And why might those particular stones actually have any impact on the throat chakra area?
They vibrate at that level, so each crystal has a particular vibrating pattern and relate to various chakras. Some of them, of course, relate to more than one, but turquoise particularly goes with the throat. It really seems to have a big impact on the throat energy.
When you say a big impact, what do you mean? How does it change that energy?
We find in workshops with women particularly, because the thyroid is often slightly dysfunctional or very dysfunctional after childbirth. So any women that have had children, their thyroid quite often will be a little out of tune. So when you use turquoise or whatever stone on that area, they immediately feel a lot of discomfort or strangeness in the throat area where it tries to readjust itself.
And if you have been working with crystals in the throat chakra area and you feel like perhaps you've shifted something, will you find that things will change for you afterwards?
Very likely, unless it's an ingrained pattern which you then fall back into. So it depends whether it's an ingrained pattern or whether it is a kind of metabolic dysfunction that the crystal is able to address.
And I've heard as well that sometimes before you go to a workshop like this, you might find that issues start to rise up that relate to the chakra you're about to work on. How true is that really?
Very true. As anybody at the workshop will tell you, about a week or two before that workshop, they will start to move into that area which is causing a problem. And also after the workshop, for about a week or so, they will perhaps go through issues. If there are emotional issues, for example, in that area, then often it will bring it to the forefront during or after a crystal workshop. And they will start to get issues related to that, which they actually need to work through coming up for the next week or so.
How much is the function of the throat chakra actually related to living your life's purpose? Are the two kind of linked?
Very much so. Once you get into the higher chakras above the heart level, then you're starting to work from the soul level. Below the heart, you're working from the ego. Above that, you're starting to work with a more spiritual intent. So this is all about creativity and creating your life and creating how you move through your life. So if it's blocked, then your whole life kind of can become blocked and not moving in the direction you wish it to do so.
Now, if you thought you had an issue in your throat chakra, whether it was about not being able to communicate clearly or whether it had something to do more physically, like your thyroid gland, what could you do at home as a little bit of sort of DIY self-help?
You can always try crystals. Why not? If you're working on your own and you're unfamiliar with this kind of work, then if you pick a crystal that is related to the throat area and place it on the throat area when you are in a relaxed state, it can be worn like a piece of jewellery. You can just carry it around with you and hold it when you're speaking, where nobody can see it. You can use it as a gem elixir to take.
And how would I know if it was a good crystal for the throat?
The most commonly used crystals of throat are light blue, which relates to the colour of that chakra. So, for example, the most common one would be blue lace agate. Blue lace agate is a very gentle stone and is very good for rebalancing. Turquoise is much more empowering and is much more of a forceful energy. So if you are going to a public meeting and you need to speak, or you're a teacher, turquoise is the one for you. If you need to calm the throat down or to balance the thyroid, you're probably better off with blue lace agate.
That's crystal therapist Cherry Smith.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.